Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so Lance and I might have been a little bit off yesterday.
Supposedly.
Well,
by the way, say supposedly and watch how people in your family freak out. Say, well, supposedly. And then act like you.
That's a
supposedly.
Word. Supposedly. Tony and Clint had a rough time of it yesterday because of our picks. We thought the Cougs would win by 17.5.
Well, they should have if they had made.
And
more
they
baskets.
Would have if they would have scored like 10 more baskets.
They scored 10, five more.
Five
points.
More baskets. Five more baskets.
Yeah.
They only
five
won by
more baskets,
nine.
Or they just scored three more and limited two of them.
Four more baskets and a free throw. They would have made. They would have
covered. Yeah, but look how close that is.
It's really, really four more baskets. Come on, in over the life of over your lifetime, it's nothing. Say what you want about Israel and Willie, but they've never ruined people's parlays by telling them to bet on the Aggies, because we did that too.
Yeah,
Aggies -4.
I think I said play your house on it. Play it like it's already been played, like as a joke. I didn't really think they were going to cover or win.
Yeah, you did, but
I didn't think
you could
Terry
play
could
this
win.
Like it's already.
I thought Aggies are finally going to get one on the Longhorns. Yeah. It's been years.
Nope.
Oh no, maybe they've won college baseball. I don't know, or swimming.
Well, I don't know. They started #1 in the country and they lost 4 straight games.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So they're having a rough go of it right
and
now.
I thought this is the one. Buzz gets it here. Rodney Terry's team can't beat Buzz Williams. And they did. Double overtime. They beat him.
Clint says, I haven't gambled since the Reagan administration, and I came out of retirement after hearing what a lock A&M -4.5 was going to be. Now I have to tell my wife to pack up the house because it's not ours anymore. Tony says, same. We're out in the streets. This morning my wife started sobbing when she heard Granato asking his commercial, do you have a toilet? Because we don't anymore. Okay. If you bet the house like Lance, now Lance said bet the house. I never said that. Okay. I never said bet the house, guys. You know, I did give bad advice on that. And I will. It's like, listen, we're like weathermen. Oh, it's going to rain. Doesn't rain. So we can move on to tomorrow. The sun's going to shine. Oh, wait, it's raining. Oh, well, we missed. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, you know what?
Oh, weathermen can be, they can suck at it. We can't.
Go borrow as much money as you can and play the Cougars today.
Wow. Without your Juwan?
No, I'm actually very afraid for them against BYU.
How about
BYU scores
how
a
about
ton.
Iowa State is a lot like the Cougs. They play a lot like the Cougs. BYU scored 96 on them.
I know. That's what concerns me.
Yeah, but the Cougs took care of that BYU business. I mean, it ain't the Cougs. Iowa State is Cougs light. They ain't the Cougs. So get that out of your head for a minute.
They really punched us in the mouth, quote unquote. BYU hasn't forgot. Wait, are we already way past the break right now?
No, we
just came back from 12.
We combined.
Well, I saw Melissa. I thought we were way past the break.
No, when we combined. Hi, Melissa.
What's power?
How are you? Husband? Are you going to Columbia night? Yes,
oh,
tomorrow
tonight?
Night? Well, they had to do something because they're playing the Bulls. Nobody cares about that. So it's going to be a bunch of Colombians there, right?
Yeah.
Right. Rockets tomorrow night.
It's probably
if you're
not
from
a bad
Colombia.
Hey, I was at the Colombian match against, Who did they play here? Dell?
Argentina?
Was it Argentina and Colombia? Paraguay.
Oh.
And it was filled with yellow.
Oh, yeah?
The Colombian.
Are the girl? Were the girls pretty or no?
What?
Pretty girls, Colombia.
Argentina, too. Ooh, Argentina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on. Brazil, Argentina.
Right now, what? I got to be honest with you. Argentina
but,
was
one. Oh, I only like
Argentina
Cajun girls.
One, Colombia, two.
I only like Cajun girls. That's it.
Yep.
My
wife. Oh, is your wife in town?
She is.
No, no Chinese crawfish. I only like Cajun girls.
That's it.
Wendy's in town.
Yeah. I never eat Chinese crawfish. Don't you? She might be listening right now. We did talk about Chinese crawfish earlier, and I said I would never, and I never would.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Do not.
I want somebody to
because
trick
I'll
you
go
with
home.
It. Will you be able to
she
tell?
Won't care about Columbia girls. She'll be like, what is this about Chinese crawfish?
I know. Mm-hmm. What would you be able to tell
what?
If it's not Louisiana
yeah,
crawfish?
Yeah, actually, why they're chewier. Why does it have to actually, be, Chinese
why
are
can't
chewier.
We start doing like El Campo crawfish? Well, we have the rice patties out there, El Campo. It used to be their name in high school, El Campo rice patties.
Because y'all don't know how to do it right.
Well, why don't we do it in Rosenberg? Why can't we be known in Rosenberg for doing crawfish?
What, you want hillbilly crawfish?
No, just like we get a big, what do you have to have? Like a big, like an above ground pool. You can start with that, fill it up with water. What do you throw, just slop some mud in there? What do you do? What do you have to do to grow crawfish?
It's rice fields, okay? You don't have that.
Yeah,
that's
we
a
do.
Louisiana
El Campo.
Thing.
We have them in El Campo.
They started it with the plantations. Remember?
Wait, but how do they grow? Are the crawfish all there now? They're always in rice fields?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Where do you want them to grow? In the city? You want them to grow downtown?
No, in my above ground pool. I would make so much money at $12 a pound.
$12 a pound.
I would make so much money
you
growing
will.
Crawfish. I'm going to look into yeah. this.
We got 15 pounds last night.
Just throw some crawfish food in there, whatever that is.
So small. I'm disgusted with them.
I'll just throw like a chunk of meat in there and let them grab it with their little crawfish claws and eat it.
Dude, no, that's not. That's pretty much
is that how it works?
What they do. That's not what
so
they
Houston
do.
Beat them last night, BYU last time, 86-55.
Yeah.
They do have a 31-point win under their belt against BYU. Now, BYU just did really well. Looking for and getting revenge isn't really the way we roll, said BYU guard Trevor Nell when discussing, you know, the fact that they're going to play the Cougars. So Nell wasn't talking about beating the Cyclones, the national power who BYU is now 3-1 against. He was referring to what's next, a semifinal showdown with number 2 ranked Houston on Friday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time at 7 o'clock our time. He said,
I saw 7 o'clock Eastern. So,
oh,
look at
6 p.m. Mountain would make a sense. Okay, I'll have to check.
Yeah, so you got to see.
Quote, they are really well coached. They are one of the best defensive teams in the country, so it's going to be awesome to play against them, mostly because I want to see where we stand, said Nell, who was 4-for-4 from deep. Like, people talk about them being a Final Four team, and I feel like we are a completely different team than when we played them at their place when they got us pretty good. So I'm excited to show what BYU is all about. Put us on the map and make a run in the Big 12 tournament. Get ready for the postseason.
This says 6 p.m. 6 p.m., which wouldn't be 6 p.m. Mountain. It would be 6 p.m. Central.
Okay, 6 yeah. p.m. Central. So that's what time for us.
ESPN2, everybody. ESPN2 or ESPN Plus. That's where you can watch it.
So they say they've come a long way since then. Everyone's saying that. We're a different team. We're a different team. We have to match their physicality. See, very few people are able to match Houston's physicality.
No.
That's the problem.
No.
And you know what was funny? Watching Tremont Mark, like, I was really excited to see. I was really intrigued to watch Tremont Mark, who's now at University of Texas, to watch him play in that game against A&M. And you could see defensively, he was a pain in the ass. He was defending and making it difficult.
Where do you think he learned that?
Yeah, exactly. And I just kept telling Alec. Alec was watching. I said, you know, he transferred over from University of Houston. And he goes, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. And so every time he made a basket, he knocked the ball out of bounds. You know, Alec, where he learned all this stuff from, University of Houston and Kelvin Sampson. He made that three-pointer. He came off the screen, caught us. That's the same kind of shot he would have made at University
well,
of Houston.
He did, learned. Actually.
He learned.
He,
oh, he had a big game in the postseason.
No. When he and Sasser got hurt that same year, it was over. Tremont Mark was a big part
that
of
that might have been
that
their best
team.
Team.
That might have been.
That might have been. And that was, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
No, 2 years ago.
It was
It was 2 years ago.
Well, this season's over, so it's 3 years ago.
With 23. 22.
It was 3 seasons ago, not this season, not last season.
2022, 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that might have been their best team.
That might have been. That might have been. This is a good team, though. This is a good enough team. As long as... don't play Jawan. Don't. Okay? Let me call Kelvin. Get Kelvin on the show, Dell.
Call Kelvin this morning, see if we can get him on, Dell.
Yeah. He's probably just hanging out. Call him. I wonder what
John and Lance are saying right now. I wish they'd have me on right now. That's probably what he's saying.
Probably. He's probably going, John and Lance are talking about, but they won't call? Yeah. Don't play Jawan tonight. Don't. Just let him sit. If you lose the game, oh well. You lost the game. You won the regular season again. Okay, it's what you do. But it's the tournament. This is the time when you can't have any injuries, Coach. We can't. Got to go in healthy this year. Got to go into the tournament healthy this year. I think they really got a chance. Cooper Flagg going down the way that he went down. Auburn is beatable. We've seen that. Alabama, Florida. I think Florida's really good. We got a problem here. Dell hates that, too. Miami's terrible. Are you out of the ACC tournament yet?
They didn't make the tournament.
Oh, my God. That's
what?
Not, that's
you
right.
don't
you
even
had three
make
wins
it?
This year, right?
They had more, maybe in conference. There's a reason there's a new coach that just got hired.
Yeah. Jay, you excited?
No.
It's a local kid.
But historically speaking, a guy getting a first-time gig in a powerful conference goes poorly. He's going to have to be the exception. It doesn't happen. It doesn't work. Like, look at the top 25 this year. Outside of the guy at Arizona who's at Gonzaga for years, or maybe a couple others, it's filled with guys who this isn't their first job. It's not the way it usually goes. You don't go from assistant to power four conference or power conference school and have success.
What about Duke?
That's different. He was bred in the program. He took a job from a different spot.
Jay was
from a
bred
different school
in the Duke
to a new
program.
School usually doesn't work.
Do either of you watch?
He's bringing Duke basketball to Miami. Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll
you're
see.
Welcome.
And
you
Kentucky
just say
he was
thank
at Texas
you.
Too.
Welcome. Go on your way.
You're welcome.
All I'm telling you is I go by history. I don't go by exceptions. Historically speaking, this isn't going to end well.
You know, Duke is still considered the most hated. I just saw a graphic that
why
they've it's polled. It's just been this way since the 80s. Well, since Leitner.
Yeah, Leitner.
Since Leitner, it's
and
just and now Duke's not the same level of team that they once were. But it's not like Cowboys. Like they're not like Cowboys because Cowboys have had a huge like Duke fans. Don't you? Well, I don't know. Is it like the Cowboys where they're not as – well, Duke is still very relevant, I
Cowboys
guess.
Suck, and
well,
people
Cowboys
still hate
do,
them.
But people either love them or hate them. Do people really love Duke?
Well, only if you went to Duke, I
but
think.
But there's a ton of people that love the
and
Cowboys.
And there aren't a lot of them. Yeah. No, there are people – I think people – I like Duke. I like Duke fine.
You don't love them.
No.
People hate them more than you love them.
Yeah. Way more.
Yeah. And Duke is just still hated, and they're just – that's what it is. In baseball, who's the most... I guess we're maybe the most hated team now, but...
No, we're absolutely the most hated.
Well, Yankees still. Evil empire. People
I think
don't
we
love
may you. Have surpassed them.
Well, we did. We did for a very specific reason, but the Yankees hate has been forever.
Yeah.
Like, more than the Dodgers, I think. People hate the Yankees more than the Dodgers.
Yeah. Right? But that'll change.
In football, it was the Patriots.
That will change. The Dodgers will be more
who's
hated.
More? So do you think people hate the Patriots? Are there still Patriots hate now, or is it all switched to Kansas City?
Wasn't it just Patriot fatigue?
I don't know. Well, what's
their
the
fans
difference?
Weren't that over the top. And
oh, Patriots fans are supposed
I mean,
to be some
they
of the
think
worst.
They're they think they deserve it.
And they
them.
Yell at you, they'll fight you, they'll throw stuff on you?
No, they're not like Dodger fan. Where it's dangerous, or if Eagle fan.
Well, it's plenty dangerous.
Not, yeah, well, they're hateful people, but
yeah.
Not like Philadelphia.
It's more yell at you. Yeah, that's
or
true.
Ohio State.
Yeah,
the two,
I say that have never
the
gone
two worst
to a Philadelphia.
Fan bases in sports won championships.
Actually, I went to a Philadelphia. I went to a Phillies game with Adam Kaplan one time. It was fine. It was, you know, I mean, it was just like Phillies versus Baltimore Orioles. Like, what's not?
Oh.
But now Matt Kissinger, my boy Kissy, who grew up in Philadelphia, you know, he worked with us at Papado back in the day when I was a young waiter, and he would tell us, he was like the old sage man at 24 who bartended. And I remember him telling, I'll never forget this. He was telling us, and he's got this, he's got an accent. It's just great accent. And he was telling us, he was telling us about when he used to work in a union, you know, everyone, you're in a union. He worked in construction. He was in a union. And this one guy was holding out on a vote or something like that. And these guys in the union said, you know, do you need anyone when you're out of town? I know you're taking a trip. Who do you need to watch your family? You need somebody to watch your family? Because we can watch your family for you. Like, they started giving him, they basically were letting him know, we're going to be watching your family. We're going to be seeing what, you know, it was always
now
threats.
How are you going to vote?
He said one time he was walking towards Giants Stadium. It was him and three other guys. And these guys and Giants fans pulled up in the car, got out, and it was on, 4-on-4 fight. Just, no one said anything. It was just, it was on site. They ran out, ran back in the car and just drove off. And they were like, this is going to be a rough game, boys. And they're cool with it. They're like, it's just what we have to do. But we'll get them back when they come to our place. And it's just known you're going to fight like you got to fight Giants fans.
Yeah. That's fun. That's good fun.
I mean.
That's so stupid.
It is. Texans and Cowboys fans have done that in the past.
Oh, well, that's great. But they're for good reason, because Cowboy fans suck. I mean, that's good reason that you fight Cowboy fan. They suck. Look at that burger. Oh, Trill Burgers today.
That's a Sonic commercial. I've never seen a Sonic burger look like that in my entire life. It's a big lie.
I've never seen a Sonic burger. I don't know. I do know Taqueria Serranos. You know, I went there and had your quesadillas. Me and JT went for dinner the other night.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
It was great.
It's good. Yeah, I think quesadillas are... I think they're one of the safest foods you can
get.
If you're like, yeah, I don't want to do too much, something too crazy. It's just we're talking about, you know, you're talking about a big fat tortilla. They put a little butter and oil on it, and then you put it on the flat top. You put your meat on it, your beef fajitas, your chicken, whatever you have. You put your cheese in it. Sometimes you can have onions and peppers in it. And then, boom, you close that up, and you grill it on both sides, and you're good to go. You're good to go, and you got yourself a quesadilla. Yeah, they've got good quesadillas. They've got great nachos. They got the standard fare if you want. But, you know, you go – if you want the authentic Mexican food, they've got that as well, the different types of meats that are marinated for hours and hours and cooked on a grill. I mean, they've got everything that you're looking for from an authentic Mexican standpoint, and much, much more. Don't forget tournaments. Right now we have conference tournaments. Soon it's going to be March Madness. They want you to come in to a Taqueria Serranos location and go watch games at the sports bar, because at their bars, most of the locations, they're turning their bars into sports bars with a specialty menu. So you got a special food menu, a special drink menu, and the TVs are going to be on sports. So when you've got the two, you need two games on at the same time, pull up at your bar. They're going to be... they're going to have the two games on, and you can sit there through the first set of games, through the second set of games. You're having beers. You're having your food. You're having fun with your friends. That's the way to do it at your local Taqueria Serranos. They want to be your sports bar as well. So Taqueria Serranos, locations all over Houston for great, authentic Mexican food and a fun time. Taqueria Serranos.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You literally cannot find... I see a picture of Cam Smith playing right field yesterday in the split squad game, but you cannot find anything. All I got is Joe Espada saying... It's super exciting to see young players showcasing themselves and putting us in a tough spot to make tough decisions. Cub fan is kind of, he said, Joe Espada also said Cam Smith will get another start in right field in the next few days. Earlier today, Espada said Smith will split time between the infield and outfield tomorrow during the Astros spring breakout game against the Nats. Cub fan is kind of starting to, if Tucker walks after this year, if they don't come and Tucker walks, and by the way, Imanaga, I think he's got opt-outs that he can go to the Dodgers, which if the Dodgers get I mean, this is it's getting ridiculous now. You just mentioned the Yankees are most hated. It will not be long before the Dodgers are the most hated. They're my most hated.
Well, because they've gamed the system. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
You take one of the richest teams, and then you allow them to do these contracts that aren't even – like they're not even inside the scope of the time of play. Well, we're playing by the rules. Yeah, technically, but they better tighten that up.
Yeah.
And now they can't because they don't want to. Well, we want
$2 million
make it fair
now,
for other
teams. $58 million in
yeah,
10 years.
Yeah, it's not fair. Who can afford to do that? Dodgers.
Yeah.
Their ownership.
But you know, they're by far. I'm telling you, they're my most hated now, and they will be. I think America's
most
hated.
You better be careful.
And one of the biggest problems is where they are geographically, because they're getting all the Asian-born players all want to play there because they're closer to their home country.
Yeah.
So that makes it a big problem for anybody else in the Midwest or out east. I mean, what do you know that travel for Asian players to play in New York or Boston? I mean, it's incredible. So, yeah, the Dodgers have a huge unfair advantage. Maybe they should move the Dodgers. Maybe if they move the Dodgers to, like, Minnesota or something. Right?
I'm for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm for it, too. And we'll see how much money you spend then, jerks, a-holes. What is the Dodgers? What was their hat? Wasn't there something?
No.
The Dolagers? Something. I don't know. I know the Astros were the Ashos, and that didn't go over. I want one of those hats, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ashos hats? Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Or the Tatus hat?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Well, no. Those are going to be close. Yeah, you're right. Buying those, people who did get those, yeah.
They took them out of the market.
They took them out of the market, but the people who do have them, you know what they're going to go for in an auction?
Plenty.
Incredible.
Yeah, plenty.
Do you want a Tatus cap?
No, that's a Rangers cap.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How about the Angels?
Wait, is that a trick question?
How about the Angels?
No.
The anals and nails.
I'd rather have Ashos.
I'd rather have Ashos, too.
I think I'd rather have Ashos.
Because we are. Because we are what we are.
All right, here's our phone number. What do you guys think of that Tunsil trade? 713-780-3776. Cougars really came close to demolishing Colorado, but ended up winning by 9. They were supposed to win by 18 or more. I thought they were supposed to win by 25.
Okay.
But they won by 9. Big deal anyway. But it is kind of a big deal. Jaywan Roberts turns his ankle. He says he'll be ready for today. He said that yesterday. But John and I talked about if you're Kelvin Sampson, for what? For who? Why are you playing him? Why are you playing him?
No, don't.
It's much more important for a team that has had injuries every single tournament. Isn't it best to just let him wait a week? Because, honestly, you're going to be playing next Thursday or Friday. Just wait. Give them a week to get better.
Well, okay, so with that in mind, they're 7 points. Now, we're going to make it up to you today. Yesterday, Lance and I both missed.
Right.
We both had the Cougs and the Aggies.
Uh-huh.
Today, the Cougs are -7.
Yeah.
Against BYU. They beat them by 31.
Uh-huh.
Who you got?
What's the number?
7.
That's it? I don't like the fact that they just put 96 on Iowa State.
I know, but you held them to 55.
That was a while back.
I don't care.
And Jaywan may not be playing. In our world, he doesn't play.
Okay, go ahead. Go bet BYU. See how
that
works out for you.
I don't want to, because then all of a sudden they've got, and University of Houston, what a resounding answer to last night. Cougars have held BYU to 18 points here in the first half. Like, oh, man. 37-18. Cougs up by 19.
Right. I'm going Cougs. I'm going Cougs -7. And that is a makeup.
You know what?
And it's a free pick, too. I'm not charging you. It's a free pick.
I got a free pick on BYU. We're going to buy it to 13.
What? You know what that'll cost you?
-270.
More.
-280, yeah, probably more.
More.
I'm going to take BYU plus points. I think it's going to be close. Yeah, I don't think Jawan plays.
Wow, you hate Houston.
I don't think Jawan plays. And they play
so
hard.
Why do you hate our city?
They play so hard that back-to-backs are probably tougher on them.
Hate our city.
You know, you don't play back-to-backs in college. I wonder how this affects teams.
Well, I mean, everybody does it. Every tournament, it's like this.
But there's no travel.
No.
And that's the thing with back-to-backs is in the NBA. It's less about the grind of the game and more about the grind.
Well,
of travel,
and it's about
and
the depth
of
your bench too. Yeah. Right? I mean, how tired? If you're playing six guys, I would imagine three straight days of playing is going
Houston's
to affect.
Houston's got some decent depth.
Yeah. Let's get Eddie in here. He wants to talk about the Tunsil. You asked about the Tunsil trade. He wants to talk about the Tunsil trade.
Okay. Well, there
what do
we
you say,
go.
Eddie?
Hey, hey, John. Hey, Lance. Big fan. Thanks for having me.
Welcome in.
I'm a big Texans fan. Been watching the free agency closely here, and I'm trying to make sense of the strategy here for the O line, which, candidly, you know, is the biggest issue in my view with this Texans team. And I get the overhaul, but you know, getting rid of Laremy Tunsil just seemed a little bit of a stretch. And the guys they've picked up, I just don't see how this is going to work. Unless we get a first-round pick, that really is amazing. I don't know what you guys think.
It does make sense when there's more to it than just the play on the field. There's a lot more to it. It's Tunsil in the locker room. It's Tunsil in that offensive line room. Not a bad guy. Everybody liked by all accounts, he was well-liked. He's not a dog. He's just not a dog.
He didn't really want to practice.
He's showing up with Gucci and Prada as opposed to a lunch pail. And that's what D'Amico wants. D'Amico wants a lunch pail.
It's about, are you all pulling towards a common goal? And their thought was, I heard this phrase, independent contractor. And that's one of the worst things you can be called in football is an independent contractor. Because that means I'm for me, and I'm going to get mine, and whatever happens with the team is fine, but I'm looking out for me. Well, I know some of you out there are like, well, that's the way it should be. They're going to get it. Well, if you're playing for your brothers, you got a common goal and you're trying to reach the goal. If you don't want to be part of the crew, if you're an independent contractor, you're not really a guy who's going to be locked in. And I think that's the concern with Laremy is he's an independent contractor.
Yeah.
That's kind of a known deal.
You're right. That's a terrible thing to be called.
Yeah, and it's but it is a phrase that gets thrown around. I know in football a lot, and in a game where it's a unit, it's one thing if you're a wide receiver. A lot of wide receivers are independent contractors. You can't be if you're an offensive lineman. It's the one. Even defensive linemen are. If you're an offensive lineman, you rely on the guy next to you because you're using in combo blocks. You've got stuff where you have to help him out. Like, it is a unit. You have to play like a unit. It takes all five in pass protection. For you not to be, and you're not grit and strain. He's not a tough run blocker. He doesn't strain and play with grit as a run blocker. It's just a lot of stuff that they wanted to. Now, you subtracted it, and you're weaker. It is what it is. I'm not telling you it's not that. And you know what? Lake and Tomlinson and Ed Ingram aren't making you a whole lot better right
now. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction.
Yeah, but you still have to protect your quarterback.
I understand that. But if they do it better, after Kenyon Green left, his game against the Colts, where he's blocking somebody and then gets off of his guy to go help Tunsil, who's got his guy blocked, and lets his guy go kill CJ. I mean, the offensive line has got to be a cohesive unit. You don't have to have the best guys. You don't have to have the best guys.
No, you got to be the best unit. Yes.
That's true. Laremy Tunsil is an independent contractor. No, sir. We don't need that in our lives. And I'm happy. You know what? Not only that, but all the money that you would have had to spend on another contract.
Well, I don't know that they would have done it. And it's probably one of the reasons they
signed.
But
they got to look at what they got for it.
They drafted Blake Fisher probably to replace either Tunsil or Howard, but it's just going to happen maybe a year earlier than you thought it might. But I'm good with them getting – it's not – once again, I already know it's not fixed. But sometimes you can't do everything you want at once. And they just thought it was more important that they got the right guys in there who want to who want to all work towards a common goal. And I'm good with D'Amico Ryans. I'm not going to tell a head coach how to get his locker room. If a head coach doesn't think his locker room is where it needs to be, he's going to get it right. Yes, there's financial implications that benefit the Texans. Yes, the football may not be as good at left tackle. Yes, there was trade compensation that you wouldn't have gotten if he ended the season. So there's a lot of things that went into it. I don't want to make it just one thing, but I do know that the coaching needs to be better, the players need to be better, and they got competition in there, and that's all you can, you know. Ed Ingram is no, I don't know that I would have even traded a player for traded a pick for Ed Ingram, but you did. So now you get Ed Ingram in here, who's just a guy. Lakin Tomlinson, who's better than Ed Ingram. But you got Juice, you got Jarrett Patterson, you got Juice Scruggs. You got competition, and I think that's what right now D'Amico wants. Like, hey, guys can't be safe in their spot. They're going to have to fight for competition.
How many guys are on the game day roster, active linemen on the game day roster? Was it eight?
It's usually 7 to 8.
7 to 8?
Yeah. Depends on the team.
Go through your mental Rolodex of the current top 7 to 8 Texans. Is any of them a good offensive lineman?
But
you still need guys who play good, well. No, I get cohesion, but somebody has to actually be good at what they do. Are any of them good at what they do?
If they're all above average, you're okay.
Are any of them, how many are above average?
I don't think any of them are good. Well, I don't know on Blake Fisher. I think Titus Howard is average, actually. I think he's average, maybe above average at guard, average at tackle, in my opinion. I mean, I'll take average, honestly. Juice Scruggs has not proven to be average. Jarrett Patterson on a good day can be average. Ed Ingram is below average. Lakin Tomlinson is average. Kind of what you're looking at right now.
Okay. So I get the power friendship that people want to push because Tunsil's out the door. I'm not going to go all in on some of the callers that you got rid of them, whatever, and you made a giant mistake. But you have to be.
You should be happy.
But they're not good players. I'm talking about the Texans.
I
thought you meant their draft picks when you said first.
No,
okay.
You got
two firsts and a second.
Well, we're not talking about the Dolphins.
So you got rid
of
them and got two firsts and a second. You had a really good offensive lineman, but you got rid of them, and guess what? You were fine.
They didn't replace him, so they got Teron Armstead years later. So they weren't fine. It took years to get that done. Yeah. That's the point.
That's you don't, old Armstead.
Yeah, you don't have good players there.
Look, we got rid of Dwayne Brown, and it was a nightmare for about 4 years, and it necessitated, or 3 years, and it turned Bill O'Brien didn't know how to finesse the game, and he ended up doing what he did. It can be a problem. They tried to do it with Julian Davenport. You can't go cheap on tackle.
No.
You got to go get a guy with tackle.
That was a seventh rounder. Good
Lord. He was a fourth.
Julian?
Yeah.
Was he?
He was a traits guy. Yeah. He was a fourth rounder who played like a seventh rounder.
I thought he was. Here's what's cool, though. I'm looking right now. Big ounce. New Texans guard Ed Ingram versus Jalen Carter.
That's the video.
One play. Yeah. This is so Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
This is so. I don't see it. Where's Anthony Richardson?
I see a dog. I see a dog here.
Anthony Richardson. I don't see the inaccuracy in Anthony Richardson. Look at this pass. Nick Caserio knew exactly.
Anthony Richardson was 47% completion rate last year. Dan Orlovsky. I see an accurate quarterback. There's nothing on tape that shows me he's inaccurate coming out of Florida. I'm like, Dan, you can't say that out loud. You can't possibly have watched any tape of it.
Yeah, Nick Caserio knows exactly what he's doing with this offensive
line.
That's
what I'm saying. Now,
listen, I want to tell you something.
Go read the comments from Vikings fans.
Okay. I want to tell you something. Nick Caserio has done a really good job at wide receiver, at cornerback, at safety.
Yeah.
At edge. Look at the edge players that he's brought in.
Yeah.
He has sucked at offensive line.
He's been bad.
Yep. He has sucked. All right. I mean.
Kenyon, bad. Juice, below average so far.
Congrats on you found the one play he did his job. Okay. Big ounce. I've been finding a lot. Didn't Caserio also draft Kenyon Green, number 15 overall, 3 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of did. Was it 13 or 15?
I liked him too.
I don't know. Anyway.
I liked him too. I thought Kenyon Green was going to be a good pick for the that guy that I saw was like the least confident player I've ever seen.
LOL.
He just lost his confidence.
LOL, stop. He's trashed. He's trashed. He was benched last season.
He was.
He was benched, yeah.
He really was benched.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we got a break. Look at you. Look what you did again. Look what you did again, Del.
I didn't do anything. I'm just glad we're depending on the power of friendship and cohesion when you have bad players.
What do you mean friendship?
Well, hey, Laramie's out the door. Everything's going to be swell.
It is going to be swell.
All swell.
It's not going to be swell.
I'm predicting right here and now they're going to be a better offensive line than they were last year.
It's not going to be swell, but you also have to...
Yeah,
well, maybe. I mean, if they're better, I don't care how.
And
I don't care if one tackle is not as good as the other tackle, as long as the unit's better.
The unit.
But the unit needs good players. Do they have good players on the unit?
That's why we got a draft.
Oh, good. I would love for them to draft good players.
What about Blake Fisher being another year older?
Well, the last time I saw Blake Fisher, he was getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, well, this Blake Fisher's been working hard in the offseason.
I hope so.
He's been running hills with James.
I hope so.
Running hills with James Harden in L.A. and California somewhere.
Rashawn Slater's a rookie, and he was just fine. There are levels to being a rookie. I hope he's
Blake
better.
Blake Fisher will be okay. He'll be okay.
I hope so.
There are
levels. And sometimes, really, Josh Allen? How was he his rookie year? Now look at him.
How was Tua's rookie year?
Yeah,
guy.
Richest player in football.
He didn't stink. He actually didn't stink.
Case closed.
Okay, I'm glad you're pointing to one of the best quarterbacks in the game as a comp for Blake Fisher.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
my
for that.
Comp. That's
Thanks.
My comp.
That's an odd comp.
Who did you just comp into? Rashawn Slater?
Josh Smith? Josh Allen?
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
How did he get there?
Well, he
was
a rookie.
He did start rough.
He was a rookie and he sucked, and now look.
Yeah, that's
Blake
true.
Blake Fisher. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Kareem Jackson.
Oh, Peyton Manning. How many interceptions did Peyton Manning throw?
That's a good point.
Blake Fisher.
Makes a good point.
Or
interceptions.
Or the number one overall pick at quarterback in like 1998. Sure, fine. Okay. Same thing.
All right.
What do you want to talk about?
Zadik Jules.
Oh, Zadik. That's easy. Zadik.com. Go there. Go see everything that they've got. I went through the watches one day. I just wanted to see all the watches. And I haven't been a watch guy. I went in and they were showing me everything when I first started speaking for them. And I've known the Zadik name for years and years and years. Went into the old location years ago. And the new location has 28,000 square feet. It's got two stories. It's amazing. This building, and they own the building. Uchiko's over there. They've got, you know, so they got food. They got great sushi in the building. They've got another coffee place, I think. And then they got Zadik. It's a very nice place off of Post Oak. But when you stop in, I'm just going to tell you about watches for a second. They took me through the process of watches, and it was one of the most enjoyable hours I spent learning about the international timepieces that are available and the history and the craftsmanship. I had no idea. It was absolutely incredible to find out. And then you realize why there are so many people who love to collect these watches. They love to have great watches and wear them. They're stylish. They look unbelievable. They're great luxury timepieces. And at Zadik, they buy, sell, and trade timepieces. So if you're somebody with a luxury watch and you want to switch one out, go over to and see about selling it to Zadik. See about trading with Zadik. If you're looking to buy your first luxury watch, go to Zadik. Zadik will have all the their boutique location for a lot of the makers, a lot of the brands. And so they have unique timepieces that no one else in the state is going to have. And that's the Zadik difference, getting you the very best, the highest quality, and having people on staff who can educate you the same way they did me. Zadik Jewelers, for any of your jewelry needs, they are the jeweler for the city of Houston. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadik Jewelers.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.